Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Our small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're in our 21st year of the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Gary Moore's our guest. Financialseminary.org.
Yep.
Right, Gary? That's how you find Gary and all of his books and all of his things he does. Prolific writer. I encourage you to go there and check him out. Gary, thank you you're one of my original Brain Trust members. You've been with me now for over 19 years, and I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Jim.
So I want to change the subject a little bit and talk about tax reform. I know you're tracking what's going on. As you know, the corporate America is getting the lion's share of the money that they're attributing to these tax cuts. $900 billion or something like that. And I'm not happy because small business is not getting the same kind of a deal. And here's the point I'm making, Gary. When corporate America they're saying, well, when they get these tax cuts, they'll reinvest in the economy. They'll hire people. They'll give raises. They'll go back to Main Street, whatever. And I'm saying, okay, they've got more cash than they've ever had in their lives. What's holding them back now? They're not on Main Street now. What if we give them more cash? What makes us think that they're going to do that, Gary? What's your answer?
I've got two. One is that is a major difference in being a conservative and a libertarian, Jim. Conservatives tend to look at history and what has happened, and we haven't really seen that theory proven in the last 30 years, 35 years now in this country, ever since 1980. In 1980, corporate profits amounted to less than 5% of GDP. Today, they're over 11%, Jim. And what that means is all that money is going to shareholders, and that's why stock market has boomed while the economy is stagnated. The second thing is libertarians tend to work more on the school of the Chicago School of Economics, like Milton Friedman, and they have these theories that says if we cut taxes, then corporations will do all of this, and so it's just a theoretical position.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the conservative view has been affirmed, and I think my best guess at this point, knowing corporate America, Milton Friedman always said the only purpose only social responsibility of a corporation is to make as much money as possible for shareholders while doing it legally. Well, if you follow that dictum, and that's the dictum that's followed by most of
corporate CEOs
today, it's not going to come down to workers and suppliers, Jim.
That's right.
And now, here's the other thing I was going to say.
So you basically, before you go any further, I want to make sure you agree with me with my premise that there shouldn't be any reason for us to believe that when corporate America gets these tax cuts that they're going to rush that money out to Main Street.
No, I think that's a very naive and Pollyannish view, Jim.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you the interesting part. As far as I can tell, the only solution to that is moral. It's a moral question, Jim. You know, in colonial America, people were thrown out of churches for making more than 5% profit. And the Protestant reformers said you don't earn more than 5% interest. So if more Americans were in touch with that moral reality and tradition, perhaps they wouldn't be quite as accepting of, and shareholders in particular, wouldn't be quite as accepting of getting over 11% of GDP in the form of corporate profits. And that, in turn, if we integrated morality with our economic activities, Jim, what the Protestant Reformation more or less unleashed was the fact that we could separate, compartmentalize our morality from our business activities. And the interesting part is back in the early 90s, The Economist magazine published a special edition that on the cover had two crusaders who said, and the headline was, "For God's Sakes, Not Again."
Mm-hmm.
And the article concluded that Islam may be the only force in the world today, this is ironic, that could make us reintegrate traditional morality with our business.
But unfortunately, it might come with a bunch of other baggage. That's the only problem.
Well, and that's
what we
have to
be careful about that.
There's some parts of Sharia law. Now, this is different.
Don't even go. We can't. No, we can't. We're not going. We don't have time for you to bring up Sharia law right now.
We can't do all of that.
I know.
Okay?
That's
it won't work in the West.
Sharia won't work.
There are principles that we can adopt, Jim, that would solve some of these problems.
Gary, I got to wrap it up. Thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
All right, buddy. Take
Gary
care.
Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Financialseminary.org. Check out his website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.